Kirby Coffee, and we're looking across at the site of the future Goodwill store here in Dearborn, Michigan. What's the name of this? Is this? This is not really Michigan. This is Michigan Avenue Newman here, Street. But this is Newman Street.
Newman and Military.
So, go ahead. You were telling me about
Portland. Well, Portland, when we started our endeavor to get back into Goodwill stores, we hired somebody that was in logistics, and we wanted someone that could understand getting stuff from point A to point B. We had a lot of problems back 10 years ago when we were in the Goodwill business, the store business, so we hired someone that had lost their job at Ford Motor that was in logistics at the Wayne Assembly Plant, and he had a marketing background also. So Jeff came in and he did a tour of Goodwills across the country to see what worked, what didn't, and did a whole assessment. We went out to Portland, Oregon. They've got, I believe, 45 stores are pulling in over $100 million a year from their stores. And that money goes back to their mission of putting people in employment challenges back to work.
Wow.
It's an incredible business. People, you know, they have rummage sales, they have garage sales, they got to clean up their closet because they've gotten too big or they've gotten too small. And those clothes come back to Goodwill, and we can sell those and put them to use, but putting people back to work for our employment. You know, we have so many different employee or employment classes or programs. Mm-hmm. So that money comes back into those programs, our training programs, that puts people back into real paying jobs.
Okay, and you talked about the Canton store's up and running, and you said some of the council members have been out to see the store in Canton, and they liked it. And so the city's pretty much behind it, but something happened at the commission meeting. So it sounds like the city is still backing it, but yet the commission kind of had a
hiccup.
Hiccup the other night in the meeting.
We met with some of the two of the council members, Bob Abraham and Mark Shoshani, came out to the store. We've met with Barry Murray and Mark Ido, the assistant to the mayor. They both came out to the store, did tours. We showed them our plan. We showed them how we start the day and end the day and where everything right. goes and how it works. We've opened the doors to Dearborn residents, said, hey, come on out to the store. We built a Facebook site. We put photos of the Canton store. Say, hey, come on out. We'll give you 15% off your order. Just come out and check it out. We think you're going to be like it.
And anybody can go out and look at the Canton store if they want to see what it's really like. And the goal is to make the Dearborn store as good or better than the Canton store.
We invested in Canton, and we're going to invest the same way here in Dearborn.
How much investment do you think it's going to take here in Dearborn?
It's about $500,000.
$500,000. And how many employees do you think you'll have?
We'll have 25 full-time employees at the store.
Okay.
Which, hey, 25 new jobs for this city. And these are people that have either gone through our training programs, through Goodwill, maybe even through Michigan Works, or people that come off the streets are looking for jobs.
You also mentioned you're planning a store in West Bloomfield as well, so you'll have three, one in Dearborn, one in West Bloomfield, and one in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
The Canton one's up and running.
Our goal is 20 stores in 10 years. That was our goal when we first started out. And as we're trying to build a triangle of stores, so Dearborn actually jumped ahead of West Bloomfield. We've been working on this for about 5 months now, the plans. So it'll be Dearborn, then West Bloomfield will be next. From there, we'll probably go out to Troy or Macomb. We're not sure yet, but we want to build this triangle so we can distribute the store.
Where can we get information about the stores in Portland, Oregon, for instance?
Just go to Goodwill. You can just Google Goodwill Portland and get information about the Portland stores there. Indianapolis is another model that we've looked at. Our store out in Canton, one thing that's been unique is there's over 350 Goodwills worldwide. Our Goodwill store, when you go in to purchase something, you're spending at least $4.50 a purchase. It's over a dollar and a half more than any other Goodwill, and we've only been open a little over a year. So people come in, they find it pleasant to shop, they spend more time in there, and they're always going to find some type of treasure there.
So I noticed also you have the this article in Crain's Detroit Business talks about the best managed nonprofit. And
actually, look at this. There it is. I'm sorry, but I was a little off. So the average, the new store is around $13.50 per transaction. The average is $12.50, and we've only been open over just a year.
So the Canton store is pulling in a dollar more per transaction than the national average.
Than the national average.
Yeah. Very good.